Today from the Ohio Newsroom, an Ohio NPR producer on the big screen.
Support for Today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Planet Money's Jack Corbett is best known for translating nebulous economic concepts into bite-sized, surreal TikToks that break down credit scores, tax brackets, and the national debt.
The government's $28.7 trillion in debt. Who are we in debt to? And, like, what the heck?
Now, the Ohio native is stepping into a new role. He's making his feature film debut as the voice of Billy 5000, a teenage food delivery driver tasked with caring for an alien egg in Boys Go to Jupiter, alongside some big names in comedy, including Janine Garofalo and SNL's Sarah Sherman. The animated film is making its theatrical release this weekend. Hello, Jack.
Hi, Kendall.
So you're not new to animation. In your Planet Money videos, crudely drawn money bags and pixelated graphs pop up as you explain the financial fundamentals. Why use animation to help explain something as adult and serious as our economy?
One, I've always loved animation. I've been making like flip books since I was tiny. But two, I'm a very visual learner, and I love just seeing things fly around on the screen. It helps me learn stuff. And also, yeah, they're crudely drawn and kind of janky, and that's just to disguise that I don't really know how to animate. I purposefully taught myself how to do it wrong because I found when I do it wrong, it just looks really weird and funny. I'm a visual learner. I feel like it helps me make sense of it all.
This film, it has just like such a distinct, wiggly, pastel, Sims-esque kind of style. You studied experimental cinema at Ohio State University and have produced docuseries in addition to your TikToks. What was it like being on a different end of that creative filmmaking process?
It was cool because I feel like for the TikToks and for the documentary that I worked on, I just kind of did everything. It felt almost like it was like cheating because Julian just crafted this amazing movie. We were in a sound booth in Burbank. And it was just 2 4-hour days. Julian made it really easy.
And you haven't totally abandoned economics with this project. I mean, your character is hustling to make $5,000. There's this powerful orange juice CEO moving the plot forward. What do you think this movie can teach us about how money shapes our world?
Billy 5000, money shapes his world. His entire goal is to get to $5,000 to the point where he's like abandoning his friends. There's quite a bit of economics going on in the film. There's a little bit of arbitrage. The thing is, Julian, he told me he wrote the character for me. I think the vast majority of what he had seen from me online, it was everything I was saying was economics.
This film, it takes place in suburban Jupiter, Florida. Was any of the world that director Julian Glander created relatable to your hometown of Granville?
Maybe a little bit because I was a delivery driver. I was a pizza delivery guy in Granville. There's a lot of surreal experiences that Billy 5000 runs into as he's going around Jupiter, Florida, bringing food. People have some bizarre requests and treat him kind of incredibly weird. And I think I can definitely relate to that. I definitely had a few odd encounters, every night. In that way, it's like the movie picks up so many things. I don't even know. I feel like Julian Glander like watched my life beforehand.
That's Jack Corbett. He's the visual host at Planet Money and voice acting in Boys Go to Jupiter in theaters this weekend. Thank you so much, Jack.
Oh, thank you so much, Kendall.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.